You play sock, ain't you?
Yeah.
How that was.
I mean, we're going to get into it.
We got a camera for him?
Right next to you. Don't move too much, though. Don't move too much.
I thought it was just one hair here. I was like, how you got to get clips, too? Like,
no, nah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So, you know, they've been talking about Your Choice having to expand. So, I'm excited to announce YC Athletics. I got my first two signings today.
Yeah.
Starting on my left. Public Health Science major with a minor in Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Recently just earned his bachelor's from the University of Maryland. Heavily involved in his community, served on the e-board of the African Student Association as a director of mentorship. Having only started playing football in high school, he's been a DB for UMD the last 2 years. And also, based on the clips floating around, he's a food critic now.
Oh yeah?
It's one time thing.
Yeah?
Bro's been traveling around the DMV, putting people on game on the best spots.
That might be a new bag for you,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying, but.
You never know.
Caleb, welcome to Your Choice. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes, sir.
And on my right, Ryzen Senior, studying information science at UMD. Just like Caleb, well tapped in with his community, co-coordinator of the 100% Try and Bible Study Club on campus. Another member of the football team. We've had a lot of conversations on this story to get here, so I'm excited for people to hear that as well.
For sure.
Outside of academic life, get into the bag. IT technician over at Stamp also cuts hair, so, you know, put people on game on that. But then overall, just good convos, always able to speak your mind, articulate yourself, so hoping people get a chance to see that today. Sam, welcome to Your Choice.
Thank you, brother. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So first off, last time I saw y'all, you know, someone was celebrating a birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on since the last time I saw y'all? Birthday. Mm-hmm. Also, I've seen some clips floating around with you, you know, dripped out in the UMD gear. So, life update.
Yes, God.
Got you. You go first.
Me man. First. All right. Man, since my birthday, bro, it was a blessing. I never celebrate my birthday. So, like, to have all the people come out, I was like, whoa, like, I've never really done this. I don't really like having too much attention on me like that. So, like, I really had to get out of my comfort zone and just, like, let it happen. And I really enjoyed myself. But since then, just been working, taking a class, trying to get a better grade in the class I'm currently taking. And, you know, just trying to figure out what I'm doing for next semester. I'm really just been planning out my life, what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to accomplish within these next few years. So,
How old you turn?
Huh?
How old you turn?
Oh, 22.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro. People be thinking I'm 25. I'm like, nah, I'm 22. I'm still.
I felt like I don't be stepping out a lot, but is it usual that people like hold that stuff up at that balcony?
Ooh, that was my first time being up there. Never been up there. Yeah, I've never. When I first went up there, like the first time I was there was that same day, and I was like, yo, this joint hard. Like, this thing gotta be like that. Like,
it's good scenery up there. They got grills. Got a whole like.
But you ain't focused on that. We talked about that.
For sure.
For sure. We talked about this beforehand. Until you graduate, you ain't focused on that.
Yeah, bro. No, but I said grills, like, for cooking.
Oh, I thought you said grills.
Not grills. Oh. I thought that's what you said. I was like, let me
hear it. Oh, yeah. My fault.
I wouldn't hop on the pod talking about the grills, for sure.
But, yeah, what's been going on with you, Sam?
Bro, life's been pretty chill. Just workouts. We got workouts every day. 7 a.m. And then 2 days, we got, like, a 2 p.m. meeting and run. So, it's been good, bro. It's just been kind of like the cycle of the week, workouts, and then you get the weekend off to just do your own thing. Mm-hmm. So that's like graduation parties, like hanging out with my friends type stuff.
But yeah, that too.
Yeah, I'm taking a class too. You know, that's been pretty smooth. It's like, it's not too hard. So yeah, that's just been my daily motion. Just working out, working, and then school.
How long have you guys been training? Because last time we talked, you went into like training, not?
Nah, I was. So basically, like, when school ended, we had a week. We had, like, about a week and a half off, I would say, and then we just got right back into it.
Okay.
So 7 a.m. lift, run, and then 2 p.m., 3 p.m. practice, so.
Okay, got you. And that gives us a perfect segue just into, you know, both of y'all's journeys when it comes to football and getting to UMD. So just, talk about that and then, like, see where it goes from there.
Yeah, for sure.
Want to go first?
Sure, bro.
All right.
Oh, I thought you said, do you want to go first?
I said, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. For real, go ahead.
All right, bet. Yeah, so for me, basically, I didn't know what American football was, so I came back from Cameroon. I lived in Cameroon when I was younger. So I was born in Atlanta, came to Maryland for a little bit, went back, went to Cameroon for a couple years. I came back, moved to Baltimore when I was like 5 years old. So when I moved to Baltimore, I couldn't really speak English. You know what I'm saying? I was speaking straight French. So like, I was still adapting to like learning English and all that. But then I discovered football. Like, I seen people at school playing it. I was like, I was always trying to play it, but I was very like chubby and unathletic as a kid. So I would always get clowned on. And I'm a shout out to my homeboys, my homegirls, Kayla, Trey, and Josh. And like, they was my first friends when I came back to the US, and we all still tight till now. So shout out to them three. But anyway, like, so since then I fell in love with football. So I never really played football. I played it briefly in middle school, but wasn't really truly organized. So I never really played true organized football until I got to high school. So when I was in high school, I played 1 year, this little private school I went to my freshman year. I transferred to my next high school, Franklin in Baltimore, Reisterstown particularly. They were nice. I mean, we were always ranked top 15 in the state every year. Won a state championship my junior year. But no, I never really played like that. I never really got a chance to get on the field till my senior year. So my senior year was pretty much the only year I really had a chance to like play and actually show what I could do. But even with that, you know, I knew in the back of my head I didn't work hard enough to really do what I know what I could do. So after my last game my senior year, that's when I really, all them feelings kind of hit. All them feelings of regret, like all the workouts I would skip. Like I was so in my head. I was so unconfident in high school. Like I didn't have the confidence that I did when I got to college when I was in high school. So like when my last high school game, all that came back to me, like all the bluffing I was doing, all the skipping I was doing. So, you know, when I went to UMD, I'm like, I bet. I went to a school that I grew up loving. I grew up a Maryland fan. So like, why not try and play here? But then I'm like, yo, like, let me establish myself academically, join organizations. That's why I joined ASA on the e-board. But even before that, my sophomore year, I would like go to different clubs. I'll go to like BBA, CRD, and ASA, along with other things, just to make more friends, make more connections. That's the year I decided to join the business school as well, to minor in business, as well as my major. But I was like, yo, like, in the back of my head, I still want to play football. Like, I still like, let me just play 1 year of football. Like, and it was days I'm like, bro, can I really play football here? Like, right. Why am I really trying? Like, I tried out two times. I tried out a couple times with Sam. Even the third time I tried out was my junior year. So by that year, I joined the ASA officially on the e-board. So I was already had my role. And I was taking all upper level classes. Like, I was taking 17 credits that year. I was taking microbio. I took anatomy. I took this business class and like 2-3 other classes. But so basically it was the first week of school. We had a tryout that Tuesday, right? So I'm like, all right, me
paint,
and my
paint
man,
the scenery, paint the scenery.
Yeah, so let me know what you're thinking. I'm gonna paint the scenery, bro. So it was Monday, first day of school, whatever. Like, okay, everybody back in school, we had a little block show. You know the block show they do every year. We all out there vibing, cooling, right? Word. My tryout the next day. So I go to trial. I'm like, all right, like, this is my last time trying out, though.
Because yeah. Well, you've already tried out twice.
I tried out twice. Yeah, I'm like, in my head, I'm like three. I'm like, bro, like, yeah. I did what I could do. Like,
yeah.
If I don't make it this time, like, hey, to God be the glory, maybe he's trying to tell me something. Like, you know, no, for real, though. I'm like, bro, like, I'd established a community. I had my friends. I was happy. Mm-hmm. What I was doing. So I'm like, yo, if I don't play football again, you know, that's what God, that was God's plan for me, right? So I go to the trial. And like this time walking into trial, something felt different. I'm like, and mind you, I've been that summer, I was not really working out like that.
Mm.
Like I wasn't really going to the field. I was just lifting. It wasn't because I didn't know it was gonna be an opportunity for another trial.
Yeah.
So I found out about the trial like 2 weeks before it. So I was like, let me get right real quick. Yeah. Why not? Like, let me just try out. This is my last time trying out. Me and my man's Justin tried out together. So we're like, I'm like, all right, like let me just try out. Let's see what happens. So I try out, then, cause mind you, my man's my roommate Justin. We tried for a team together. After our tryout, he got the call. He got the little notification that he made it that same day.
Wow.
So like I'm waiting, but he got it that same night.
You didn't
like,
get the call.
I didn't get it. So in my head, I'm like, hey, at least I was honestly not really like
he was happy for him.
Yeah, I was happy for him. I was like, hey man, and he a freshman, sure. I'm a junior. Like, hey, bro, you got 4 years, really do what you want. You know what I'm saying? I was happy for him, but for me, I was like, you know what? If I don't make it, I don't make it. You know what I'm saying? But something in my head told me like, wait. Something in my head told me like, bro, wait, bro. So the next morning, I got a little email on my phone like, hey, congratulations, you now on the team. I was like, what? I woke up. I was like, I was sitting on my desk like this. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I was like, yo, did I really just pull this off? Like, yeah. I've been waiting for 3 years to play football again. And like, not only am I playing, I'm playing at this level, my dream school. I'm like, yo. So I ain't, mind you, I ain't really, after I made it, I just started thanking God. I started crying, yeah. Like, well, why did I do this? You know, like, how did I really get to this point I'm at? For sure. So then that week, I didn't really tell nobody like that. It was not until our first home game, our second home game against SMU, I think. Yeah, it was SMU. But that was when I really told people, like, I posted on my IG story my jersey. But before that, I called my homeboy Trey, actually. And I was like, hey, bro, I sent a picture of my locker.
Trey was on the team at this time.
No, my homeboy Trey,
from
back home. Okay. Nah, not the Trey here. But I called my homeboy. He like, I showed him, I'm like, yo, this me. Like, he like, hey, Dom, what you talking about, Dom? I'm like, yo, this me. I'm like, yo, this me, yo, it's me. Yeah. I wasn't ready. I wanted him to figure it out for himself.
Right.
And I showed him my helmet. He's like, hey, bro, hey, Dummy, stop bluffing. I'm like, yo, no, yo, that's me. Like, we both on the phone, like, laughing, happy, like, yo, one of us really did it. Like, that was our dream. We both wanted to play D1 ball. We both, at least one of us, like, had to do it. So for the fact that I did it and I told my friends, I finally told people here, told my parents. Like,
what'd your parents say?
I actually told my parents 2 days after.
Okay.
So when I told them, there was like, my mom was happy for me. Although my mom doesn't really like football, right, just because like the injuries concern, she was happy because she knows I loved it. She knows that's all I wanted to do. And my father and my stepfather, they were both like, go for it. Like, I know you have a hard major. I know you're doing a lot, but go for it. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity that you got. So go for it. Like, So when I told everybody, it was kind of like, so I was soaking it all in. Like, dang, I really did it.
So why didn't you want to like tell everybody initially?
I wasn't trying to get too excited.
Nah, I feel that.
Like, I was trying to play it cool. Like, I remember that day, like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I just made a team. Like, I'm on the team now. Like, but I ain't tell nobody until, like, a day or two after. I didn't really tell too many people. I told, like, my family members, like, some close friends and stuff like that. It wasn't until I posted on my story the day before the first game I suited up where, like, I posted it. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how my journey was. So I think all glory to God.
For sure.
Played a good 2-3 years. So, yeah.
For sure.
And, you want to go ahead? Okay. So I was going to say, good story and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not to be the one that, you know, makes things depressing. But now I'll be thinking about, and I'm sure you'll be thinking about this too. And I think anybody who plays sports thinks about this. Where would the Caleb be if he had put in that work? In high school. And even just in terms of like, you know, these tryouts and stuff like that. Because obviously talent has definitely played a role in why you're here and definitely hard work as well. Mm-hmm. But I know like for me personally, you can always just look on certain like times in your life where you're like, if I locked in at this point, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, thank God, but I could have been there.
Yeah. But so my response to that is, I think all through my life, I was never the most athletic person. I was never known for how athletic I was. I was never known for like my skills. I wasn't, especially since I went to college, it's like it's been about my hard work where it's gotten to where I'm at. So like, my confidence too improved a lot. Like,
that was.
There's no choice. Like, you have to improve your confidence. Like, if you want to, you know, accomplish something like 100%. That. So like in high school, I lacked the confidence to really get better like that. So like, if I looking back on it, if I would have locked in early and known and like just threw aside what people were like saying about me, whatever, and just did what I had to do. There's a small part of me feel like I could have been in the league. There's a small part of me that feel, cause I'm like, cause I, to go from like not playing at all in high school to somehow making a D1 team, like, you know.
No, for sure.
I have those thoughts in my mind about like, yo, I really could have went to the league. But then even like when I got on the team here, like I feel like what helped me back with my injuries, but we gonna get into that later, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then let's go into your journey, son.
My journey playing football. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So around the neighborhood, I'll play football with my brother. You know, I play football, like, with the guys in the neighborhood. Like, y'all know, like, barefoot at the field, like, tackling each other, stuff like that, like, unserious stuff. My first experience of organized football, I was in eighth grade, and I was around, it was probably 12 or 13. And it was my coach, Coach Chappelle. Coach Chappelle. It was my boy's dad, my boy Dennis. Dennis, if you're watching this, what's up? I love you, bro. See you soon. He go to FAMU. But shout out Dennis. It was all my guys from around the way, like all my guys in Laurel, and we had a flag football team. Mm. So that was my first experience with like organized football, like having a coach tell me what to do, having practice and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I mess with this structure. Like I like how I feel when I accomplish like things in the sport, when I learn new skills. And I wasn't like the biggest, but I was on the taller side. Like I was probably at that time, I was probably like 6 foot. So I was just like, okay, I can see a future for myself. I have the passion for it. Like I have the drive for it. So get to high school, and I really started playing football because my older brother started playing football in high school. First person in our family to ever pick up the football. But when I got to Laurel, I tried out. I was playing under Coach Devon, which I actually spoke to him last week. I went back to my high school to like help out a little bit, and we still keep in contact. Spoke to Coach Devon, joined the team, and I made some like lifelong friendships at that time, like ninth grade coming in. And I realized like the more time I was putting in, the better I was getting, and the more I was beating out the competition. So I was just like, okay, like then it became a dream to like play in college. Like I would realize it was times where like I would stand in front of the TV and watch like ESPN. I watched like Penn State wideout game and stuff like that, and like I would just get chills. And I'd be doing push-ups in front of my TV, like, yeah, that's gonna be me. Like I had it, and I feel like everybody that's like played a sport always like sure. has that dream of playing at the next level. Like you hear the crowd, you see the accolades, and you're just like, bro, like I can do that. Yeah. So that was when it sparked. That was when the vision sparked for me. And 10th grade, I started playing on varsity, and that was when I want to say like it became a little bit more of a serious. I mean, I always took it serious. Like, I'm a self-improvement kind of guy. Like, I love working out. Like, I love the grind type stuff. Like, coming in every day, breaking yourself down to come back the next day and, like, be better. I love stuff like that. Like, that's what drives me. So, coming into varsity, people are bigger. A lot of people are better than you. You know when, like, a coach comes in and you're playing a hard team and they're just like, yeah, y'all just do your best. Stuff like you got to play some, like, just do your best teams. Like, like, Wise. Like, a couple guys on the team right now, they went to Wise. Like, you got to play Pilates. You got to play some of those better schools. So it becomes more of, like, a technical thing. Like, you got to actually learn more about the game and stuff like that. That was 10th grade for me. And around that time, I had a friend, and we used to pray together. And she actually said that she had a vision that I was going to go to UMD, and I was going to play football at UMD. And at that time, I was 14.
Wow.
Probably, like, 14 or 15. And I didn't really, like, I was Christian, but I wasn't really too serious about my faith. I mean, her used to pray together and stuff like that, but I was just like, yeah, okay. Like, I believed her, but it's like, it wasn't really like a personal belief that I had at the time. But time went on. Junior year, I had a really good season, but then COVID hit. I didn't have a senior year, so I stopped, everything stopped. Like, there was no more football, no more nothing. I was just in the crib, like, with my family and stuff like that. Gaining weight. Bro, I got pretty big at that time, I can't lie. Yeah. But we were still, like, hitting the field and stuff like that with our masks on. But, yeah, that was quarantine time. That was, what, 2021? And 2020, 2021, and then I got into UMD 2021. So starting at UMD, I was a student. And within that span of time, like, I had already talked to my pastor about me playing football. And he said that he supports it, like, it's something I should go and do. And he would pray for me often and talk to me, like check in with me about that. So that was like a little bit of a, really not a little bit, but it was a large push for me to like actually try. So coming into school, I was full of like ambition, full of faith. Like coming to UMD, I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna impact these people. I'm gonna play football, all this kind of stuff. Like I got like, I'm like, yeah, I'm on go mode. But like I had all these ambitions, but not necessarily a structure about how I wanted to go about doing those things. So fall semester, I didn't even know there was a tryout. I didn't try out. Spring semester came. I tried out. I think you was at that 2021.
Yeah,
I did. 2022, yeah, it was spring semester.
Yeah.
I did really bad. Like, I did really, really bad.
Me
like,
too.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember watching Caleb, and I was just like, I was looking at myself, looking at Caleb, and I was just like, dang, like, I think we're cooked, bro. Like, I was just like, dang. No diss to you, but like, you remember my trial, and I remember your trial, and I was just like, dang, like, I think we're cooked,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I did this L-cone drill. Basically, it's a drill where you have to run 5 yards up, turn to the left, you do a figure eight around the cone, come back to that cone you ran up to, go around the corner, and then run back. They explained it to me, and I was so overly ambitious, I got in the front of the line, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I got in the front of the line in front of head strength conditioning coach. The first coach that had talked to me for UMD, Coach Elijah Brooks, he had talked to me in high school, like way back, but I doubt he knew who I was. He just came to visit the school type stuff, and I was one of the players he talked to. I was in front of all these coaches, millionaires, influential people, and I'm messing up, man.
It's a lot of people that travel, like cameras. That was like a lot of people on the sideline and staring at
you. I don't know why that is, because I don't know why that is. Like,
they got to evaluate, bro. They know what they're doing. They know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm thinking, like, maybe if it's just strength conditioning coach and then a couple of people, but they bring out, they bring out a lot of people.
They bring out a lot of people staring at you. I've never experienced something like that.
Man.
These are just UMD coaches or like
coaches? It's like coaches and staff analysis. Like,
They really bring out everybody. Yeah. Like, you see some people that once you get in the program, you probably don't see them again. Yeah. A few of them.
So we work behind the scenes.
Yeah. So basically, I try out, and I was living in La Plata at that time, and I remember just going home. La Plata. La Plata Hall, LOL, the trenches. I remember going home just being really grateful that I was able to, like, work out in front of all these coaches, because coming from not playing football at all to working out in front of all these people, it's like a very, like, it was a very, I was so grateful for the experience. Like, a lot of people would really pay a lot, or, like, so I mean, it's a metaphor, but to kill. Some people would kill to have that experience, but, like, being able to work out in front of those coaches, it felt really good. So I took a hard L, but I saw the good in it. Coming back sophomore year, I wasn't really super motivated to try out again, because off that rejection, it's like everybody in my life was telling me, like, yeah, you're going to get to UMD, you're going to play football, this kind of stuff, da-da-da-da. I was training for it. I was literally running miles and stuff like that. I was literally at work. I was a CA at the time. I was a front desk person at a Plata. And I got my email, said, I'm sorry, at this time, will not be able to move forward with you, da-da-da-da. I was just like, it was hard taking that L. But fall semester of the next school year, that's kind of the reason why I wasn't super motivated to come back. Spring semester came around, and I signed all my papers. I was just like, one of my older brothers from church had motivated me to, like, try out again, because he was just like, nah, he really believed in me, even at a point where I didn't really believe in my own ability to believe in myself. So I fired up again, bro. I start working out, start running, all this kind of stuff. I start lifting. Shout out to Obi. At that time, me and Obi were working out together, me, Obi, and Akin. And we was just trying to get myself right for these trials. So I tried again in the spring. It was some issue with, like, picking up extra class or some paperwork or something like that, but everything, I picked up the extra class, whatever, I went through, and they took me sophomore year spring. So that how that felt for me, I literally just was rolling on the ground thinking, God, like, it felt so surreal, because to get a congratulations after coming off an L, it feels good. And, you know, I know everybody would know, like, being rejected and then getting your yes, finally, it's like, wow, like, God is really real. God's really working. I was so excited. I opened my mouth and told everybody. I know you said, like, you didn't really want to tell anybody. And, like, I respect that. I wasn't really as mature at the time, not going to lie. But really,
I mean, you also have people telling you that this is going to happen, though.
That is
so
true.
So, different context.
And like, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And now I would agree. It was a little bit more, I guess I could say, hype behind it. Or it was a little bit more like...
Will made it. They've been prophesying about Bo since 14.
No, legitimately been prophesying about me playing on this team. So, when it...
It was opposite for me.
Yeah. So, when it finally happened, I was just like, wow, like, I'm finna play D1 ball, my state school. Like, I grew up in Maryland my whole life.
Yeah.
So this is really like, I want to be a Terp for a minute. Like, this is like, I literally like, this is me. I grew up in Lower. So I was just like, dang, like, okay. So everybody at my church knew I came in there feeling like one superstar like this, bro. I was just like, yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm about to play on the team. Nah, I ain't done no work yet. I ain't touched one workout yet. I'm over here just.
Just talking,
running my mouth, bro. So, I come in for my first workout, 6 a.m. I didn't make it through the workout. Bro, I didn't make it through the workout, bro. I was feeling like Odogwu. I'm over here the night before. I literally can't sleep. I'm looking at the Instagram, Terps Football Instagram, seeing everybody. I'm just like, yeah, I'm excited. Coming from my first workout, bro, hope in my eyes, smile on my face. I'm literally cramping trying to do the single leg. What's it called? Bulgarian.
Bulgarian
squat. I'm trying to bring myself up. I'm literally cramping. I had to drop it. It was me and two other people that walked on that time. It was Ryan Caron. So we was working out and everything, and it was really mentally tough. But it put me in a mindset and a mode that I'm really grateful for. And it was just the, like, if I die, I die kind of mentality. Like, you're going to get through this.
For real.
Yeah.
For real, you got to have that mentality, bro.
You're going to get through this, and there's no such thing as I can't. There's no such thing as I won't. Mm-hmm. Like, if I die, I die. Like, if the last thing I do is lift this thing, I'm going to lift it with all of my ability. And I'm grateful for that because it kind of propelled me to the next season of this. So that was my sophomore year. I'm going to try to shorten this little segment up. Right. But that was my sophomore year, and then basically I got cut from the team like a month after. So I got cut from the team because they felt like I wasn't meeting up to the standard that they had set for the workouts and what I was doing in the weight room. So they sat me down in the office, told me like, hey, this is not the end for you, but we cannot have you on the roster at this time. Blah, 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 blah. I was off the roster that day. I literally had the meanest headache. It was terrible. But that summer I got a trainer. I was working out with Coach Flowers, Coach Denny at 360 Fit. And I was just in faith, just working out because they told me I had to get bigger. I was working out throughout the summer, working out with Akin. And we was both trying to get back on that roster. Akin hadn't made it at this time, but I had made it once. So I was able to help him with the experience of being on a team. And Akin is a very structured person, and he's a very, like, by-the-book kind of guy. So he was able to help me stay true to everything that I was saying, like, okay, this is what they want to see. Then I want us to practice like that. I want us to do it like that. So us working together, my experience and his structure, was grinding the whole summer. We came back in the fall. We was both positive that we were about to make this trial. Neither of us made the trial. It was just like, dang, okay, that's number three. I, at this point, said, I know this is something I want to do before I graduate. I'm going to try as many times as I can so I can't say that it's a regret.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what if I try one more time? And I tried one more time, and I got on the roster in the spring. Me and Akin.
That's good.
I was with Akin at the time. I got my phone call. We were in a barbershop. I think we were with Kobe at the time. I stepped out because I didn't know what the phone call was going to be for Akin, and I also just didn't want anybody to hear the phone call. I came out. They said, yeah, welcome. Congratulations. You come in on this day. Da-da-da-da. I'm literally about to lose it in the hallway. Akin comes outside, he's on the phone, he's like, yeah, 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 okay, okay. And I'm just like, yeah, yeah, okay. And basically, we both got our acceptance at the same time. So I was just like, wow, like, number four.
Yeah.
Three years in the making.
That's good.
And we fired it up again. When I say fired up, it's like the process of working out before trying out again. Like, I got back into it. Me and Akin, we running miles like the next day. And we come in for winter workouts, and that was the story of how I got back in playing football. So, yeah.
First off, you still locked in with that girl who told you not like that, bro. No, not like that, bro. I'm actually asking, like, you guys still cool with her? Like,
yeah, we're still cool. That's my guy.
Guy?
I mean.
My fault. I was actually just trying to figure out, like, I don't need her to play for me type, like.
Yeah, bro. Her name's Ernestine.
Shout out Ernestine.
Shout out Ernestine.
No, that's right. And I guess you guys both kind of talked about it from a general perspective, but just walk me through more in detail, like, the preparation for, like, these trials, you know, and how did that, like, change over time? So, like, you know, even though it was only 2 weeks for the one where you actually made it, I guess just what's the approach, like, if you've done this three times, like, how is that, like, evolving?
So, I'm going to take it back real quick. First trial, during COVID, 2020-2021 school year, I was out of shape.
Yeah.
Like, 2020, I gained 40 pounds.
I didn't even know you tried that time.
Yeah. I gained 40 pounds 2020. So, 2021, January, I tried out. February, I tried out. Did not make it. Going into it, I'm like, bro, I'm not.
Just here for vibe.
I was, exactly. Right. No, that trial killed me. Like, I was out of shape. I was sweating. I wasn't used to my new body weight. Because before COVID started, I was 170. By then, I was like 205, 210. So I had to, so then I'm like, all right, if I want to stay at this weight, I need to stay out here and like start running and getting in shape, or I need to lose some weight. So I'm like, all right, bet. So that's what I did. So the next trial comes, I'm like, all right, I lost some weight, got some better shape. But look, all them cuttings, like I said, I'm not the most athletic guy. So like, at least at the time. So doing all them cutting and stuff, I was like, dang. All right, like this one got me a little bit. So then the third one came out, and I'm like, I know we're gonna do this. I know we're gonna do this. So I know we're gonna do this. So this is what I'm gonna train for. So when I did that, I went for the third trial. I was like, yeah, I got this. Like, and that, I think at that point I was working. I wasn't going to the field that much that summer unless I was going with my little brother. Other than that, like I was doing a lot of lifting. I was doing a lot of cardio in the gym. So when I found out about the trial 2-3 weeks before, I'm like, all right, bet. I went to the field, did what I did exactly what I knew was gonna test me on. Mm-hmm. I already knew what the trial, how long the trial was gonna be. I had an idea what they were gonna make us do. So I'm like, when I went into it, I was like, bet. Like, let's go. Let's get this done, you know? And then even when the trial was done, I was like, bro, I made it, bro. Yeah. Ain't no way I didn't make it, bro. So yeah.
As for preparations for me, each time like that I failed, it got a little bit more focused. Like, I knew exactly what to look for. First time coming in, I didn't know anything. I just lifted a little bit, started eating vegetables, started eating right. And I just prepared myself the best way for an athletic tryout. But like the second time around, I knew what I was preparing for. I started running my miles, so I didn't look gassed by the end of it, because I feel like they assess everything, like how you handle the workout, if you look tired, because if you're really out of shape, then I don't think that's something they'd be interested in, because they had to do a lot of work to get you in shape. Yeah. So the third time around, after that whole summer, we were just basically doing the tryout like over and over again. Like, Atkin and I knew what they were doing at the tryout. They changed it up a little bit every time, like probably like one or two things, but most of it is the same concept. Yeah. You're breaking, you know, you're doing bag drills, step over, shuffle side to side, turn your hips, all things like that. So we literally just did that the whole summer. Every time we work out, L cone drill, over and over again. And that was really my preparation for it. Plus lifting, I had a trainer at the time, and then trying to like clean up my diet.
Yeah. Gotcha. And one thing that you guys both touched on was just the feeling of regret if you guys didn't keep on going. Like looking back and being like, yo, I didn't do this. And this is like something that probably like, I think anybody who actually really plays sports like would feel like just that pain of like not going for it. So jumping off that, talk to me about like some of them like best memorable experiences. You know, we can get into more of the details of like day to days, but like, you know, the highlights of it so far. And then also like, you know, in the past.
Yeah. Are you talking like specific about football?
Oh yeah.
Of course. So in terms of memorable experiences, I would say obviously you love the game, you love all the benefits you get, you know what I'm saying, the free food, the treatment and all that stuff is cool. Well, like, I think for me, like, I felt like it was the networking I got from it. Like through football, I was able to do my internship last year at a regenerative sports medicine at orthopedic center. That's where I kind of figured out what I was trying to do with my future. Cause my 3 years here, I knew I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So just having that network, having those connections through just playing football here, and that how much it opened me up to like different things, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm most grateful or appreciative of. And also the bowl games too. Like, you know, you playing the bowl game, like, you know what I'm saying, you get all the benefits, you get all the gifts and all the stuff like that. It's like, you know, and I think the biggest thing for me is the knowledge. Mm-hmm. The knowledge and the mental, how much more mentally tough it made me. Because that's, the experience as a whole is something you're going to carry with you the rest of your life.
Yeah, it applies to everything you do.
Everything I do, I remember like, yo, you remember when you got through that workout? You remember when you got through this phase? You remember when you got through this? Like, you can get through anything. Like, I don't think I'm going to do anything in life harder than playing for college football. I don't.
Wow.
I think my experience playing, I'm so grateful for it. That's going to carry with me forever. Like, in terms of how I eat, in terms of how I take care of my body, in terms of how I approach things mentally. Like, not letting things get to you. Because you cannot, especially as a walk-on, no, you can't just let anything get to you. You can't be oversensitive. You got to have your head on straight and go about it. You don't get the same benefits scholarship guys get. You know, they can get away with certain. Nah, you don't get that. So, like, that's the most memorable, enjoyable part is the fact that what I got from it, the mental fortitude, how to take care of my body and stuff like that. So,
gotcha.
For sure. Memorable things just relate to football. When I picked up football again, I randomly, like, met a lot of influential people. Like, I met Stephon Diggs and his brothers. I met Mark Cuban. Yeah, like, they bring a lot of people.
Meet a lot of big, high-profile people. Yeah.
I met some NFL scouts, like, NFL players, people like rookies, like, people just getting drafted, people that's been there for a minute. At the trainer that I work with at 360 Fit, it's a lot of NFL guys that come through. And I've seen people, like, on their path to the draft, or people that don't get drafted in their path of working as a free agent and then getting drafted to a team. Like, I know Darrell, he took that path. He was working last summer. I saw how hard he had to work for it. Mm-hmm. And then when he finally got it, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, people really making their dreams come to reality on a daily basis. And I was like, okay. So that's kind of when, like, life became that much more real for me. I was like, okay, who's to tell you that there's something that you want that you can't have? Like, all these people literally come in, put the work in every day. Nobody gives them a guarantee or a promise, and they're coming. So that's probably, like, some of the most memorable things. Another thing, personal, when I finished terp time, like, when I finished winter conditioning, they call it terp time. I don't know why I didn't say that at first. They say that
terp time, man.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, explain what terp time is.
I got you. So they say, some of the players will say that it's the hardest part of the program. I haven't been through every part of the program, so I don't know. But basically, it's just like you have three runs a week, and then you have two lifts a week. But the runs are like 60-yard, 70-yard sprints, and it's really like
You were big, so it's a little slider.
It's gonna be a little slider for me.
A little slider for y'all, yeah.
But I was still croaking, like I was still really gone. Like it was some of those workouts that I didn't know I was gonna get through, and one of the big lessons that I learned from one of the strength conditioning coaches, he singled me out because I didn't do a drill correctly. He told me, like, if I can't make you uncomfortable, I can't make you better. And that was something that kind of, like, that was something that stuck with me. That was memorable because, like, uncomfortability is, like, the catalyst to improvement. And that's something that I really learned from that. So when I finally finished that program, after having many days where I was like, I can't do this, in my head, of course, I would never say it, you feel me, but in my head, like, I can't do this. Coming out on top of that, I was able to, we all took a picture afterwards. We was all flexing, and then Coach Locks actually, everybody took their shirts off, and Coach Locks was like, I think I'm scared. He took his shirt off too. He was flexing. Everybody was going crazy. Like, it was crazy to see the head coach realize, like, you know, spending time with the guys, and, you know, it was a real family, like, full circle moment. And that was really all I wanted, you know. That was really all I wanted, that brotherhood. I felt that for the first time in that moment. So that was really memorable for me. Yeah.
And would you guys both say then, you know, being in the program has now, like, shaped, like, your outlook for the future? Because you were just saying that, you know, through, you know, what was the program called?
Terp Time.
Yeah. So talk about that experience and how it's, like, you know, translated to, I guess, like, your degree and, like, you know, what you're doing right now.
Like, Terp Time, summer workout, spring. So I ain't gonna lie. Last year was hard for me because of my injury. Mm-hmm. Like, I went through a small depression last year. Nobody really knows, but, like, I was in my head a lot because the fact. So here's, like, the downside where it kind of things went downhill for me a little bit. So I got, so it was actually November 2022. I injured my groin in practice, right? That same day, I got hit by a car off my scooter. So, like, I was getting, so from that day till today, my groin still has issues. I'm still doing rehab on it. I might have to get surgery soon. And on top of that, winter 2022, 2023, I'm running treadmill, I'm working out. I tear something in my pelvis pubic area. I have, like, a strain there. So when January comes, I'm getting different types of injections. Like, I'm trying to get back right. In my mind, I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to get this injection. I'm going to be good. You feel me? Then they told me it's like a 6-week rehab process. So I'm like, dang, so I'm going to miss half of terp time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I'm really going to miss half of the work. So I'm like, you know what? I'm doing the rehab. I'm coming in. And it's like, it's a lot of frustration that you go through mentally. It's like, bro, why can I not do this normally. Like, why does have, like, I can't question God, but like at that moment I was like, why did I get hurt now? Like, I finally accomplished what I wanted to do and I get hurt, you know what I'm saying? But what, it was a meeting I had with one of the trainers. I was like, bro, like, if you want to play in the spring, you got to do this. I'm like, all right, bet. So I said, at some point I said, you know what? I came in every morning, did my rehab every day. And towards that half end of turf time, I was doing all the workouts. But I couldn't do it fully, full speed, but I still did it. You know what I'm saying? And it was still taxing because it's like I'm doing the hurt. Then spring ball comes, you get through spring. I couldn't do as much during spring because, like, you know, walk-ons, you know, it's harder to get the reps you want. You know what I'm saying? So summer comes, right? That's when I sit down with Coach Lax. We have a one-on-one. Like, he's telling me you need to get your body right. You know, some of the trainers was like, yo, like, your injury, you might never fully recover until you stop playing. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going for that. So I just started taking a lot of different medicines to help me out. So summer, as he's going through right now, did everything, you know? So that made me mentally tough. That shaped me. I was like, I don't care if I'm hurt. I'm going to get it done. And I did that, so.
Yeah. Gotcha. And I guess being in rehab, is that what also kind of accelerated that interest in, like, PT and things
like that? Yeah, it did. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was like, you know what? I have interest in this. I love learning, like, anatomy. Like, I'm a nerd for anatomy.
Nah,
like,
one thing about Caleb, since I've known him, like, Will always wants to learn about anything. Always asking questions.
I love learning. Like, I like learning new things, what different people are into. Like, I like learning about, like, different careers and stuff like that, just to have the knowledge of it.
For sure.
But, like, yeah, when it comes to anatomy and orthopedics, that's why I really, like, I was like, yeah, I see myself doing this, you know. And I actually decided to, like, I was talking to Sam, I'm like, I actually want to go to med school. I want to go get my MD in orthopedics and sports medicine. Like, let me do this at the highest level, you know what I'm saying? Because I have that much interest in it. So, like, it definitely had a little bit to do with that. But it's naturally based off my natural interest for the human body. I'm into, like, orthopedics, nutrition as well, so.
Yeah. And then I guess for you, Sam, kind of the same thing. Like, how has the program maybe, you know, developed your long-term goals? Because I'm assuming that, you know, without even being involved in, you know, this, maybe your career-wise probably wouldn't be the exact same direction. So what's your, like, long-term goals based off, I guess, even just your experiences playing football?
Man, I know I want to do, like, right now I'm in IT.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that at a point, but right now I'm just focused on, like, finishing my degree. But in terms of the lessons that I'm learning from being in the program, I feel like it's just a perseverance aspect, like, knowing that you can do more than you feel like you can do. Whenever your body says it's enough, your mind, your energy says it's enough, just know that you still got some more in you. So I'm definitely taking those lessons. But in terms of professionally, like, the program, like, links you up with different opportunities. Like he said, he got an internship through the program. And they really work with you and help you out. So I feel like that's also something that's been helping me out for real in terms of, like, shaping my future goals.
For sure. Yeah. And then, so for you, I mean, he talked about potentially being able to go to the league, you know, if X, Y, and Z didn't happen. Is there any aspirations for that for you, or is it just like, yo, I'm happy to be here, I'm going to keep on working hard, whatever God wills type?
Yeah, right. Whatever God wills. But I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
right answer.
Yeah, whatever God wills.
Nobody to clip this and then.
I want nobody to clip this and, you know, yeah. But I'm very, my eyes are open and pointed towards the future right now. And I feel like I'm the kind of guy that's like, at every given moment in my life, I'm gonna try my best to give it my best and then see where it takes me. So, yeah, God willing.
Got you. And you can use that as just an opportunity, both of you, or all three of us, you know, being people of faith. You know, I just wanna talk about, like, your individual journeys, whether that be, like, how it's, like, played a role in your football career or just life in general.
Yeah, I can start. So basically, I grew up in a religious home, Christian home. My mom became a pastor in 2013. So, we was always religious from there, but I had a pretty complex childhood. So I wasn't really in a stable home until I was about 7. So, like, from there on, like, things started, you know, getting a little better, you know. Still have your issues going on throughout life, through middle high school, but, you know, the fact that I was in a home, stable home, like, you gotta thank God for that. But yeah, I grew up in a Christian household. My mom, you know, she always made sure we read the Bible, made sure we knew the Bible. You know, always about taking notes in church and stuff like that. But I think I really grew in my faith. My what's it called? I would say when I got to college. I feel like throughout high school, yeah, I was heavily involved in my church. I was in a choir at one point. I used to do technical department and stuff like that.
Same.
But like when I really grew in my faith was when I got to college. Because one, COVID happened, so my church had to shut down for different reasons. So at that point, I'm like, all right, I got to kind of find my own church and kind of figure out my own faith walk. So I will say that since I've been in college, I've really went on my own way to figure out, to learn new things when it comes to my faith. Go to different churches, you know, seek God myself. And I really saw that my sophomore year, especially the year I made the team, actually. Because I saw myself, like, going on my way to, like, go to this church or go to this church or learn this or learn that. To the point when I would even, like, I would read a scripture and I would text my mom, like, Mom, what does this mean? I don't understand it. Can you explain this to me? She would, like, and then even this past year, like, I want to get baptized very soon. I don't think I've been baptized, so I'm like, I want to get baptized soon. And my mom was like, you know, it makes me happy knowing that my kids went out their own way to figure out their own faith. Because you can't force it.
Right.
You can guide them. But at some point, like, you cannot keep forcing them to go to church, forcing them to do this and that. You got to let them figure out for themselves. And I feel like I did that, and I'm thankful that I did that. So my mom was really who pushed me, the one who really pushed me with my faith. But she knew when to let go. She knew when it was time to, like, let me figure it out for myself. And I feel like since I've been in school, I went to Triumphant sometimes, I go to different BCF, different Christian orgs on campus. And it's one thing to be around people who have similar faith goals as you. You know, when I was back home in Baltimore, like, I didn't really have that, especially in, like, high school. But when I got here, seeing that, all right, I'm around different kids who have similar values that I have, mm-hmm. that made me go out my own way to figure out my faith for myself. Right. So I feel like being here, being at a university, really helped me improve my faith.
For sure. All right, Pastor Sam.
Not you. Basically, I grew up in a Christian home. Both my parents are very religious. I grew up in a Nigerian church, like RCG Church. And that was a really good foundation for me, for real. I feel like that kind of started my love for community. And I feel like that kind of shaped my outlook on faith too, and in terms of like what it should look like for me. But it was really like in the middle of high school. It was two guys that came to my high school, Tony and Beek. Tony, he actually passed away last year. It's my older bro. And basically, they both started a Bible study in my high school. And it was called Salvation and Praise. So basically, I mean, around that time, it turned to 100% Triumph too. And they would basically come every week, and they would always bring pizza and stuff like that. And I was playing football at the time too. I was, you know, always hanging out around school. And that was when like Beek met me and he talked to me. He was like, yeah, you should come through Bible study, all this kind of stuff. And I was interested because like when you're in high school, you're new to everything. Like you think you know everything, but you really haven't seen the world yet. So like I was just like, oh yeah, that's interesting. Let me just come through. I'm Christian, why not? He seemed like a cool guy. I came through and like those memories were some memories that really stuck with me. Like just having laughs, like in a community of people that love God and want to know more about him, and having like good, I want to say good fun. Like I would actually be excited to go to Bible study. I'd actually be excited to go after school and stuff like that. Tony would always be cracking jokes, telling his life experiences and stuff like that. And it's like, I really saw two people that were young, but also made a commitment to do something for God type stuff. And that kind of shaped my going forward. Like I was like, okay, like I want to do the same thing for others. So going through, and I told y'all earlier about my friend that we used to pray together. We also had like a Bible study group on Zoom. And it was like, a lot of them were in Massachusetts and stuff like that. But we would always meet on Zoom, especially when quarantine hit. We would always be so excited to like read the Bible, pray together. I know like some of my friends, I'm still cool with some of the people like Darlene, Abby. There's some people there that I still talk to from time to time. But high school ended, COVID went into college, and I came into college real like ambitious, you know, like came to college real ambitious, like to touch people for Christ and stuff like that. Like I wanted people to know about Jesus and all this kind of stuff. But I feel like at the time I was also really like I was really like bright-eyed, like I was really immature, low-key. And I feel like that kind of, when you're like, what, 16, 17, 18, it's like, even at the age of 20, but like even I really say going into college, like you're seeing so much and you're learning so much, and you also have a lot of ambitions. Like even talking about what I was trying to do with football, like I had a lot of ambition, but I didn't know exactly how I was going to go about it because I hadn't seen anything yet. But shooting in the general direction of just like trying to be an impact to people, I joined Bible study. Me and my sister Elizabeth, who was running Triumph at the time, and Brittany, Mercy and Grace, and that was probably around the time that we met. That was probably around the time that we met.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And during that time, it was just a time of me learning more about like how to serve. But I feel like over the year, over my, like my freshman year going into my sophomore year, kind of led to more of a time of me looking inside and seeing like not only just going outward and trying to give, but like you can't give something that you don't have. So I can't talk to nobody about peace if I'm not at peace. I can't pray for nobody to have healing if I feel like I'm still like hurting about a lot of things. Not like it's impossible, but like I know like God also cares about my salvation and my faith, just like he wants me to care about everybody else's. So it kind of led me like looking inward more and just like searching out like what a relationship with God looks like for me. But up until now, like I'm still serving. I still do Triumph. We got Summer Kingdom Harvest at church. It's like a Bible study every week for like college age students on Wednesdays at 7 in Columbia, 9033 Red Branch Road. And yeah, I'm still serving, but I'm also still trying to like grow in my faith personally and see what that looks like for me. But that's really been my faith journey from then till now.
Mm. And you answered the question I was about to ask in terms of, you know how you just said that you can't talk to someone about peace if you don't have peace, right?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And what it made me think about is obviously God's given us all like different gifts in terms of like how to like, you know, propagate his kingdom and things of that nature. But for you personally, I know you're always like, you know, always very ready to like, you know, speak about things. And so what would you say, I guess, your gifts are? And, you know, how did you actually go about like, you know, doing it?
For sure. I would say my number one gift is probably encouraging people. Like, I feel like I'm the kind of person, like I can see life from anybody's point of view. There's no such thing that is like a bad situation, or there's nobody that can come to me and tell me that like my life is finished, I'm terrible in a terrible situation, da, 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 da. Because I've really seen some terrible situations, but I've also seen a lot of people, even myself, come out of terrible situations. So I feel like encouraging people, encouraging the brethren, like building people up and like also carrying them along when they feel like they're about to tap out, I feel like that's one of the gifts that I have for sure.
Honestly, I think you got more than that, but I'm gonna say the same thing. Encouragement. I'm a very down to earth person. I can get along with a lot of different type of people.
Yeah.
I don't judge people. I don't like form a thought in my head about someone when they tell me something. I'm very opening. I like to put myself in other people's shoes. You see things from different perspectives. So I feel like when it comes to my faith, although I'm not as strong like in terms of evangelism and stuff like that, and I'm mainly good at just encouraging people to do better, or you know, go to church more, stuff like that. Because you know, I know me, I still have things I need to work on.
Yeah, personally. So you can't just be telling people anything.
I can't just be telling people anything. But what I can do is I can look, you can tell me whatever, you can tell me what you're going through, and I'll give you some words of encouragement. Like, bro, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, to anything, it don't matter. I'm gonna tell you, I know what God's done for me. I had my issues as a child, but you know, from everything I've been through to where I am now, it's only God has got me where I'm at right now. So I feel like I love encouraging people. I like bringing a smile to people's face. I like making people laugh. If you're around me a lot, you know, like I like joy. I like joyfulness. I like happiness. You know what I'm saying? So like if I'm around people, even if they're in a bad mood, like I try and like cheer them up, encourage them. So I guess that's my biggest. I would say that's my biggest skill, just encouraging people.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like I was saying, wrapping up, you know, what does the short-term and long-term look for both of y'all in terms of, you know, career, jobs, you know, side hustles, things like that?
For sure. Short-term, right now I'm still cutting hair, but I took a break off cutting hair.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get into that. But okay, yeah, so why did you stop?
I took a break off cutting hair because of football. I feel like the schedule just didn't align. I felt like I needed more time to lock in with that. But that's like, that's a short-term thing that I do. And that's something I can see myself visiting back if like some time opens up, maybe like on some break time or what may have you.
Who's better, you or Kobe?
Kobe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hey, man, respect, that's respect.
But yeah, he was just on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
What short-term goals, I would say getting my degree for sure. Doing my best with football, like trying my best to take care of my body and be diligent with that. And also like see how I could use my platform to impact the people around me and give back. So like I was saying, like going back to my high school and stuff, I'm thinking about starting to make some content. So I might actually need to hit you up.
Hey, YC time, Slim, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, bro.
YC Athletics, bro.
Hey, YC Athletics, you got a new branch. You got, you know, you got ambassador right here. But that's really short term. Long term, I want to make sure that like my life is an impact to the people around me. And I want to be able to, I want the way that I live my life to be able to inspire people to just do better and do more and push themselves to like be something that they can be proud of. So, yeah, that's really everything will that I do in the future will line up with that. God's mercy and grace.
All right, so for me, I'm gonna start off by saying, even my mom knows this, I have a passion for helping people. I want to help people get better in whatever aspect of life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say my short term from now till I'm 30. That's my short term.
All
right. By then, I want to knock out, get my MBA done by the grace of God and finish med school. Now, long term, you know, I want to be a businessman, you know, invest in real estate, stuff like that, own my own medical practices. But, you know, by the grace of God in the future, I really want to have an impact in terms of, like, people's physical, nutritional, and mental health. Like, I want to own facilities and, like, I want to start in Baltimore, do something, really help lower-income individuals really focus on that early on in their life so they can carry it with them as they get older. Because, you know, at the end of the day, cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the world,
mm-hmm.
cardiovascular-related disease. So I really want to have an impact on that. And my biggest goal is something, especially in Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Like, so as I said, I lived in Cameroon. I lived with my uncle at one point. Then the main part that I really embraced when I lived with my grandparents. And my grandparents, I went to their school. So they had a school where they're pretty much like the top school in that part of Cameroon was at. So I was like, you know, I really want to go back. My grandparents passed away when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm their oldest grandchild. So I have something in me where it's like, I need to go back to Cameroon and do something of that matter. I'm like, I'm going to do it. Like, I need people to help me out with it. You know, you got to do certain things. But I'm like, bro. I gotta do it to honor them. Like everything I do in my life, like, and the way I think, it's like I wanna honor my grandparents, especially my grandmother, because I was very close with her, you know. So, yeah, I get a little emotional thinking about it, but I'm like, I have a role in my family. I'm the oldest,
yeah,
of only on my mother's side. I'm the oldest of 24, if I got that number right. So I'm like, 20, it's, I think it's more than that actually, but yeah, I carry that chip on my shoulder like, yo, I need to do something to honor my grandparents. So that's my biggest life goal, to really help West Africans with their physical health, physical, nutritional, mental health. Yeah.
Go talk to the world.
For real.
For sure.
That's good.
And when you make all that money and help all those people, please don't forget about me.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Don't forget about me.
No.
Add me to the practice. But, yeah, so just drop the, you know, socials, and after that, we good.
My socials, my Instagram is 4g.sam. My Twitter is Samuel with two L's, Adu with two U's.
Oh, mine's Caleb Atogo on everything, C-A-L-E-B-A-T-O-G-H-O, IG, TikTok, X, Twitter, what's it called? Yeah, X.
Yeah. You know, oh, I forgot it was, yeah. It's X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is to it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Your Choice Pod on all platforms.
Shout out Your Choice, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yo, tap in for us.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yes, thanks for having us, bro.
Yeah, if you guys trying to be part of YC Athletics, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, man.
We down, we with it, we with
I'm
it.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for it, yo.
Yes, sir.
We with it, yo.
All right, yeah, we're good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good work, man. All right.